From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. In a much-awaited address to the nation, Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe on Sunday did not resign, despite calls from his own party to do so. Hours before his speech, his party, ZANU-PF, installed the former Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who Mugabe dismissed 2 weeks earlier as the party's new chief. Earlier, the party had dismissed Mugabe as its chief. Party leaders have also expelled Mugabe's wife, Grace, the leader of the ZANU-PF Women's League, from membership in the ruling party. Zimbabwe's military intervened last week, seizing institutions in apparent opposition to Mugabe naming his unpopular wife as his successor. Southern African leaders will be discussing the political crisis in Zimbabwe at a meeting of the Southern African Development Community in Luanda, Angola, on Tuesday. On Saturday, thousands of exuberant Zimbabwean demonstrators flooded the streets of Harare. Some of them marched toward the president's official residence, and nationwide protests calling for his resignation. Police in Okinawa are investigating a fatal traffic accident involving a 61-year-old man and a U.S. Marine. Police say the man died when his vehicle and the serviceman's truck collided. The Okinawa police confirmed that the Marine's breath test had an alcohol level 3 times the legal limit. At least 15 people have died in a stampede in a village in southern Morocco. It happened Sunday as a local association was distributing food aid in a market. This is VOA News. Argentina's Navy says it cannot confirm if 7 brief satellite calls came from a lost submarine with 44 crew members aboard. Reuters correspondent Sarah Hamrajani reports.
A sign of hope for the families of the 44 crew members on board a missing Argentine Navy submarine. On Saturday, the Defense Ministry said it believes it's detected 7 failed satellite calls from the vessel, a possible indicator that the crew have been trying to re-establish communications. The location of the ARA San Juan hasn't been known since Wednesday, when it last made contact 268 miles off Argentina's southern Atlantic coast.
The Navy has said it believes an electrical outage may have caused communication problems on the submarine. An inquiry in Australia is recommending the closure of a youth detention center involved in an abuse scandal that shocked the nation. From Sydney, correspondent Phil Mercer reports.
Northern Territory Chief Minister Michael Gunner is promising to act on the proposals.
I am sorry of the stories that will live on in those children who are in our care, children that we have failed. Because our youth justice and child protection systems are supposed to make our kids better, not break them.
The report calls for an end to detention for children aged under 14 in the Northern Territory, prohibiting the use of tear gas and force on child inmates, and a move away from punishment to therapy and rehabilitation.
Thousands of people marched along the National Mall to the U.S. Capitol Sunday to demand more disaster aid for hurricane-ravaged Puerto Rico. 2 months after Hurricane Maria tore across the island, about half of the island's 3.4 million people still do not have electricity, and others have no running water. President Trump said he should have left 3 college basketball players accused of shoplifting in China in jail there after the father of one of them said Trump played no role or little role in their return to the United States. Trump tweeted out on Sunday, "Now that the 3 basketball players are out of China and saved from years in jail, LeVar Ball, the father of LiAngelo, is unaccepting of what I did for his son and says that shoplifting is no big deal. I should have left them in jail." All 3 players have been suspended indefinitely from the UCLA team. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.